Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
What?
Are you okay?
I'm good. We're talking about our new Dozen logo. Because our Dozen logo fucking sucks. Oh, Gooch.
He's making it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The logo will be made.
I can change my logo.
He can change his logo.
I will.
No. I can change my logo.
I will approve the logo being changed.
No. Gooch, it's going on a limb. He doesn't give a fuck what you think.
No, I do. You're not just changing your logo.
I'm changing my logo.
No, you're not.
I don't want to play under that stupid logo anymore.
The amount of things
you are. Should Mississippi just keep playing under that stupid flag with the X?
You have to fucking change when...
You think your logo's racist? Do you think your Dozen logo's racist?
You're the one that made it. Is it racist?
I know.
He made a cool-ass logo.
It has a brain on it, and it doesn't even look like us.
Because you're not smart.
There's nothing.
It's got PFT's glasses.
It's not very smart.
Right?
Chicks in the office earring and your hair. What else do you want your experts to be?
Logo. I know. Everybody knows we have the worst logo.
No.
Yeah,
no.
They do.
He did it on purpose. He gave me the worst logo.
No, he didn't.
Who has the best logo?
We have a
testicle. Our logo
you shut up.
Yeah, yours is a testicle. In your defense, I didn't think you guys would be that good, and I thought you'd be like me and Jeff, I could pull up a text and be like, they're not going to make the tournament.
Yeah. Well, no, it's good.
Yeah, yours is a ball sack and a piano.
Yeah. Yeah, with like Billy Joel's face.
Some logos are incredible, though.
Frank and the Frankettes is good.
That's your team. You gave yourself
the best logo. It's purely coincidence.
Yes.
Yak's good.
Hi, Andrew. We good?
I think we're rolling. Like, I think this
Are
is
we?
Just...
Yeah, I think this is the rundown, baby.
Okay. All right, that was the rundown. Good stuff. Here, time and catch. They already said it.
All right, let's... Okay. Topic number one.
I got to do the ad.
Oh.
You had us do this. We have reservations at New Surette.
Yeah, we are going to New Surette at 3:30.
Literally, an hour.
You have... Well, first of all, the rundown takes like 15 minutes. It'll be fine. Secondly, why are you making reservations at 3:30 in the afternoon?
It's New Surette.
Yeah, you can't.
Idiot.
What is New Surette?
New Surette.
Oh, why would I know that?
You wouldn't
know. Is this like Jollibee, something you made up for the fucking Dozen?
It's another real place.
You think Jollibee's fake, too?
It might as well be.
New Surette's been all over the
news. You're going to wear your Hermes shit
Do the ad.
Okay. Do the ad. What is New Surette?
It's a steakhouse.
Yeah, it's a very fancy steakhouse.
3:30 in the afternoon?
It's hard to get in.
It's New Surette. It's Salt Bae's place.
Really?
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Yes.
Can I go?
We got to go, too. Come on.
You can't.
It's 2:30. You've got plenty of time.
I'm getting spaghetti. It's $180 for the spaghetti, and he rolls the meatball down his arm.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has a special meat shield, so it doesn't dirty his shirt.
No, he just wears short sleeves.
All right. The rundown brought to you today by the Barstool Sportsbook, the best sportsbook app in the game. It is. What are you doing?
He searched the wrong restaurant.
The Barstool Sportsbook, it is live in 9 states.
Dr. Linda M. Surette.
We're coming to many states. We're in Illinois, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, New Jersey, Tennessee, Colorado. I think I got all of them. Pennsylvania, did I say that? That's 9. So we're in 9 states. This weekend, a couple of great hoodie bets on the Barstool Sportsbook. We're just flushing fire hoodies.
They're Carhartt.
The Notre Dame one, I think it's the best one.
Saturday, bet on Notre Dame. I don't know if Notre Dame spread or money line. Check on that on social media. If it's spread, money line, whatever it is, but you bet on Notre Dame, you get an incredible Carhartt patch hoodie. We've done patch hoodies for Tennessee, for Illinois. Now we're doing one for the state of Indiana. And tonight, Jags, Bengals. I believe $50 spread bet on the Bengals gets you, if they win, you get the hoodie. The Lucky Larry.
Those are awesome, too.
Big Cat's been wearing it all day. Everybody's been wearing it. It's a great PMT hoodie.
What's up, football fans? Tonight only, $50 wager. Do you like the looks of this hoodie? Shout out Larry7. Get a good look at this hoodie. All you got to do, Cincinnati Bengals spread on the Barstool Sportsbook. $50 wager. Make sure you opt in. If your bet hits, you get this hoodie. Wear it together, folks. Download the Barstool Sportsbook right now.
So, Barstool Sportsbook app, Download it, deposit, get ready, play in the game with us, the experts.
Is this motherfucker always, is he the new rundown guy?
He's the new rundown guy, yeah. Yeah. You don't like that?
He goes on our trips with us, and when he's thirsty at restaurants, he orders a fucking mudslide.
I knew, yeah.
You order a mudslide?
Who orders
That's
a mudslide
the one thing I know about you more than anything.
To quench their thirst. I'm parched, I've had a long day at work, I'm going to chug down a
mudslide.
At
you like it,
just a thick mudslide.
And now I just, I can't. This boy rubs me the wrong way.
It's the mudslide.
He's what we call Mud Boy. I don't know his real name.
All right, so 3:30 reservations. How far away is it?
New Surrey.
It's in the Black Rock building.
They used to do NFL Today there.
Oh, yeah, of course, with Greg Gumbel.
Yeah. Jim Nantz was the host.
Oh, yeah, Greg Gumbel, too.
Yep.
I guarantee you he hosted at one point.
They switched. Yeah. They kept doing that swap thing.
Yeah. Jimmy the Greek on there?
Are you guys just like, is this like a trivia dick measuring contest?
Right. Jimmy the Greek was on there for a little. That's where it happened,
right?
He got
fired, huh?
Yeah, because of the racist stuff.
it was a little.
I wonder when I'll get fired for racist stuff.
I don't know. Just keep going.
Yours is like charming.
All right, so Donald Trump. And this is a story I believe I'm going to defend him on. Donald Trump, don't do that segue. It's just relax, okay? And we're not doing that shit. Donald Trump apparently called his former press secretary today, or not today, but at one point in his life, in his presidency, he made a call to his press secretary to defend his penis and say, no, my penis is not small and not shaped like a toadstool. And he had to make that clarification to his press secretary. I feel that's fine. If news is out there that your penis is small and toadstool shaped, you need to defend it, and your press secretary would be the person to put the message out there.
Shouldn't penises be mushroom shaped?
And not solely mushroom shaped. I believe they should contain a mushroom shape.
Okay.
At one end.
Yeah.
I don't think the whole thing can be a mushroom shaped.
Okay. Isn't my dick abnormal?
Right.
No. It's weird shaped.
I feel like you got to be telling people your penis is not.
But how
small.
How would they know? Was it like a literal press secretary? She like had a penis.
When Stormy Daniels said he knows he has an unusual penis, it has a huge mushroom head, like a toadstool.
Oh,
I forgot about that.
Yeah. I forgot about that too.
See, there you go. I forgot about it.
The president.
You haven't said
porn
much on
star.
This topic. Do you?
I was just surprised that Donald Trump was the first thing that you said. Not that I don't care.
Oh,
the funniest thing that he said.
Penises are in the news.
The funniest thing that he said easily since leaving office was when he got banned from Twitter and he was like, fuck that shit. We're going back to the thing that everyone knows and loves. The great American tradition of a press release. And he
press
like said
releases.
That. He's like, he goes, there's nothing quite like it. And I was like, you know, I respect his ability to spin is almost unmatched by anybody. And just be like, Twitter stinks anyway.
I wouldn't
the
mind
old hard copy press release.
I wouldn't mind communicating via press release.
Yeah, it's
imagine
it's,
a bunch of dozen press releases
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I've done it before. Tommy's a big press release.
If I had a person that I could call and just be like, yeah, he has a big dick, I would abuse that power. But unfortunately, I don't have that.
Just a Tuesday morning. Hey, it's me again.
Yes,
remember my dick again.
Oh, hold on. It's the guy with the big dick calling me. Yeah, you do. It's big.
It's only blah, blah, blah. Here it goes about
you have a regular-sized head of your penis.
All right, so that's enough about
but like,
penises.
Yeah.
Well, we can keep
is there, like, backlash for that? What's...
Tommy wrote the topics, and Tommy led off the topics with Donald Trump's penis.
I said this is in no particular order, but we could do them over... It's a slow day on the internet. It's been a slow week on the internet. I think, you know, a toadstool penis. You see toadstool penis had 400 comments on the
blog.
Worth
a laugh.
That's going to be a topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people were like, you can't be telling your press secretary, you know, it's like a sexual harassment to tell your press secretary that or whatever.
Are mushrooms penis-shaped?
Fuck, what came first?
Yeah, it depends. It's a chicken and the egg.
I think I
well,
penises could have come first.
Adam and Eve,
they had no
members, right? Like, they had nothing. What'd you say?
go.
Sorry. It's good.
Yeah, I think mushrooms and dicks are. I don't know.
Devin Williams.
Do they have
dicks in Mississippi? Yes.
No.
They got dicks
Adam
down
and
there
Eve,
in Mississippi.
Adam and Eve,
we have hats shaped like them.
You're a little more religious than me. You're significantly.
I went to
more
a Catholic school. Yeah.
Correct.
Adam and Eve were they like Barbie and Ken? Like they had nothing. Right?
No, they just didn't have belly buttons like Kyle XY. I'll have to. That's how I have to talk about Adam and Eve to a guy like you. Adam was like Kyle XY. No, Adam was hung.
I I thought they didn't have anything.
No, because then how they have Kane and Abel and Seth?
Yeah, and they weren't ashamed of them. It's when they took the fruit and then they noticed that,
I need a leaf
up.
In front of this.
Yeah, and then they got dressed.
And they never showed how the leaf stayed. Did he have a sticky dick?
He might have. Probably. I don't know if he had a sticky dick.
Well, I thought it was two. Like, it was like...
Two leaves?
Even two? Like, how do you get two to stay?
How would you...
How do you get two to stay?
True.
Star reliever...
I'm
trying to get you to the steakhouse and y'all won't stop talking about dicks.
It's not just a steakhouse. It's an experience.
He intertwine the stem with his pubic hair.
Yes, maybe.
The stem of the leaf, not the stem of his penis.
Maybe.
Maybe he intertwined the stem of his dick with the stem of the leaf, and it just wrapped around until at the end there was the leaf.
Yeah, that probably is it.
That's it.
Although that's a long stem or
a thin dick.
A thin dick, yeah. Star reliever Devin Williams of the Milwaukee Brewers, very good pitcher. They clinched for the postseason. He punched a wall, broke his hand, now he's out for the season.
Did it say what he punched the wall over?
Well,
celebrating.
Just being excited.
But see, here's the thing. Like the Brewers have won that division for a long time. Like that, there was no pressure on them. So when they clinched, it wasn't a surprise.
No, they knew it was coming.
They knew it was coming. Why did he punch a wall? And why don't you punch a wall with your left hand if you're right-handed, or your right hand if you're left-handed?
He punched with his dominant hand.
I guess that's you. You okay?
There's no way he's celebrating. There has to be.
If I'm celebrating, right hand.
No, I bet you it was a fight in the locker room, and they're not saying.
No.
He punched a wall.
If he hit somebody so hard he broke his hand, then there would be evidence on somebody's face.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's not a player. You can punch other people.
I think there was a woman in there.
Chief, maybe.
Who was the player that tore his ACL? So, Kendrys Morales.
Kendrys Morales, yeah. And Attica. No, was it Dean or was it the other one?
Don't talk about him. He's doing he's doing ads for competing sports books.
But it was a Grammatica that tore his ACL.
Yeah, fuck celebrating.
Fuck the Grammaticas.
Okay, well, I'm telling a story where he embarrassed himself. And he looked like a fucking asshole.
Yeah, he did.
And jumping up and down.
His brother.
You
Bill,
have to be
Bill Grammatica.
Bill Grammatica.
It was Bill.
Bill.
Okay. Not
Yeah.
We're not a collection of
Bill and Martine.
Yeah. Well, that's
which one came first?
Well, wait.
The
what
Bill
are
or the Martine?
George Foreman's kids have.
George,
they're
George,
all
George,
George.
George, George.
No, but there's like a funny.
That's funny. George. A bunch of Georges.
No, but then there's one that's just like
Georgina is the girl.
Some NFL player has.
Ebony, our security guard. Her dad's name is Terry, and three of her brothers are also named Terry. Ebony's middle name? Terry.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Terry, 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 and Terry.
Yeah. yeah, I don't think he punched a wall celebrating. I said there's more to
you think there's a conspiracy here. They're covering something up.
Who? He's a pitcher.
He punched a wall celebrating. He was happy.
You don't punch a wall.
You don't punch walls in celebration,
no.
Do you? No. This weekend, you got the Patriots. You got the Bucks. You got Brady Belichick. A little sniping back and forth. A little chirping. I don't think it's too much. But this office will be. Everybody will have a hard dick because of this game. I don't give a shit about it. It's just the Bucks against the Patriots. But we got to suck on Brady whenever we can, right?
That's well, the thing is, really there's going to definitely be some tension because we have like diehard Bucks fans like Casey, and then we have diehard Patriot fans like Casey. And so I don't know. They're probably going to be after each other.
It's true. Yeah. She'll probably be wearing that jersey, though.
Yeah.
The one that's split down the middle. It sold four?
No, I don't know.
Okay, all right.
I think it sold more probably than four.
I do,
which
too.
Which I don't even like. I don't like hearing that.
That it sold at
most
all?
Of the,
anybody
there was actually... The only two Patriots fans in this office who didn't do, like, the fucking New England Buccaneers bullshit was Dave and Gaz.
Yeah, everybody else fights
Gaz
for him.
Gaz is in this office, but okay.
Fasoli, you're a big Brady guy, right? You bought two of those split shirts. You spilled a mudslide on one of them.
Yeah, how'd you know?
He always buys a mudslide shirt.
He buys two of every shirt.
He knows.
I mean,
one shirt will. There will be a mudslide on that one.
I just shockingly hairy legs.
Him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
distractingly hairy.
He is almost offensively Italian.
Right. Oh, McDonald's yesterday said turn on your
They're going to win that game by like 100 fucking, but they're going to destroy them.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
The Patriots have not looked good in
they're a bad team, yeah.
Last 2 weeks, even against the Jets.
And Mac Jones kind of stinks.
We were watching the Jets-Patriots game. All the Patriots fans are with me saying that. They're like, we look fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Lost to the Dolphins, and then they lost last week. Who did they lose to last week? They lost to the Saints. And McDonald's last night said turn on your notifications. Huge announcement coming. McRib is back.
Ah.
McRib is back. Now, we do overreact on social media, and we do, but I think the McRib is delicious.
I would have rather heard the snack wrap come back.
The snack wrap? I was a big snack wrap guy. Years ago.
Or the supersized fry.
How about the McSalad shakers? The McShakers?
Oh, yeah, the McSalad shakers.
Those?
Yeah.
Come on, Jeff. Jesus Christ.
Right. Do the McShake.
Are you going to have a fucking salad?
I can't
get
talk.
Get that ranch all over my mouth?
I can't talk poorly about that stupid fucking movie that took down the supersized fry because somebody here is friends with that guy.
I am friends with him.
Are you with Morgan? What's his name?
Spurlock.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's my guy.
Oh, he did one in West Virginia, didn't he?
He's from West Virginia.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He did a thing
he did Supersize Me too.
And the greatest movie ever sold, Palm
yes.
Wonderful presents the great. And
you know
what?
Morgan Spurlock?
He and I, yeah, we DM each other.
Okay. He took down. Okay.
He put a fake hair in the fucking salad shakers.
Listen, guys, he's an entertainer, and he self.
He should be a documentarian.
He's an innovator. He self canceled himself.
He did.
Did he really?
Yes.
He did self cancel.
He's like, I'm just going to get out ahead of this. I was like, Morgan, no. Nobody knew.
Nobody was asking.
What did he cancel himself over?
I think like pressuring. I don't know. But
it's his friend. Don't.
I asked him a question, Jeff.
He's coming to New Surrette with us, I'll ask.
Yeah. Shakira and Sons were where were they, Tommy? Shakira and Sons?
Barcelona.
They were in Barcelona. And they were attacked by a wild boar.
Wild boars, yes.
Wild boars?
Shakira and
Sons.
And Sons.
That's Shakira and the people that popped out of her pussy.
And that's right.
That's you know that sounds like a band, right? Shakira and Sons?
I bet it will be eventually.
Yeah, will be.
Yeah.
They got attacked by a wild boar?
They did. Tommy?
Yeah, apparently the wild boars took her backpack.
Did this come from a reputable source that won't lie, like her hips?
So the wild boars actually just mugged her?
Seems like, yeah, they've destroyed everything, she says. They were out, comes from the New York Post. They've destroyed everything, fumed the 44-year-old Grammy winner. Unnamed park in Barcelona with her 8-year-old son.
Feels like she should be 50.
Wait, what did they destroy?
Yeah, that's what's not clear. Look at how two wild boars attacked
the whole city.
I think they just destroyed her bag. they were taking my bag to the woods with my mobile phone in it.
Is this from
who calls a mobile
2001?
Speaking of boar, good topics, Tommy.
I said this one was skippable.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Rome is being overrun by hordes of garbage gobbling pigs. That kind of sounds like a
pigs are everywhere, man. Out. Feral pigs are something.
They get
over.
Pretty big, don't they?
They do. Yeah. Yeah.
Can
you
eat
ever
them?
Seen one in the wild? No, they're greasy. They're greasy. They don't taste as good.
What are they good for?
Nothing.
Her son's father is Gerard Piquet.
Boar.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
That was beautiful and natural.
Yeah, it sure was.
Shakira is the latest victim of the increasingly aggressive hogs.
I mean, they've had enough.
Jamie Spears officially no longer the conservator of Britney Spears. It was
Britney's been freed like 4 times
right?
in the past month.
It's official now, and now Britney's free. Yay. But let's get down to brass tacks.
All right, pull these puppies up.
What are we? What's
go to the?
I think you will see titties.
I guess pull up some titties.
go to the at the dozen trivia on Twitter.
At the dozen trivia, you released the.
This is the team rankings.
Also have the are the Yak 2-0.
Yeah.
So they have one less win than us. All right.
We lead the league in wins this year. We're like number whatever.
Well, you have losses.
You
played
the
well.
Most. It's averaged out.
That's.
He just spelled that so wrong.
That's
incredible. He got there, though.
Are we sure he can do this? All right, so yesterday you guys released the... My God, man!
The individual rankings.
He's clicking on
there we
so
go, there
many
we go,
wrong
there we
things.
Yes.
He clicked on the last...
All right, so you guys put out your individual rankings.
Keep scrolling.
Yeah,
that's
this is a fake one.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
which is literally just
it's bullshit.
Points per game.
It's bullshit because
it's
whoever
just
this gooch,
points per
this
game.
Gooch cock gobbler is,
no, it's
this
me.
Motherfucker just takes whatever somebody says and says, oh, that's their answer. I always answer for my team.
No.
And then you get PFT credit.
You are you're fairly credited. You guys
How are these?
Is Rudy number one? Rudy's the dumbest person we have at Barstool.
Okay.
No, Rudy's not dumb.
He's
but
not because he scored the most points. Everyone keeps saying that. He keeps winning. You're playing him next week.
Am I?
Yes.
Oh, you finally begged enough and finally got the big dogs?
Do you remember on the Yak we did the fake tape maze on the ground and nobody fell for it except for one person?
Right.
It was Rudy. He walked through the
He's
tape
inquisitive.
Maze.
Nobody asked you to sit down.
No, I invited him over.
I couldn't hear what you guys were talking about.
We're talking about the dozen.
You were sitting 4 feet away.
White Sox days being in the bottom five is...
I don't know why you're upset.
It's funny.
Why is Khan's not in the bottom five? He's a cheater that can't compete anymore?
The last column. I mean, you don't want to be last column.
Well, Doug's team is 2-0, and he's fourth to last.
I'm just saying, if you work at this company and you're a blonde-haired lady, maybe trivia doesn't seem to be your bag.
We got...
What are you ranked?
Huh? I'm number 3.
13.
13?
13.
Shane's the worst.
You'd be in the tournament if this were college.
I'm ahead of Nick.
What the fuck?
You've been okay. You had two terrible games.
I've been
games.
Very good.
You guys had two bad. You guys had
a low scoring game.
Glennie's 18th. Just by caloric intake. What are we doing?
What?
You're so mean.
You're being so mean.
No, I know. I'm mad.
I don't know why you're so mad.
So what are these based off of?
It's literally just points per game.
But.
Buckets. How many buckets do you get?
It's just points per
game. I want to start answering before my team. Sometimes I let KB get one.
Yes.
It's subjective. He scores it subjectively. So if you both... Like, you and PFT fight for some... If you both say the answer, you're both going to get credit for it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, then we'll do that from now on.
Oh.
But there's sentiment there.
Do you like your logo?
I like our logo, yeah.
It's a good logo.
Yeah, it's a good one. Nightmares really is like good.
It. Go back to the top 10. Rudy, Che, Chris Castellani, which he came blazing. Joey, who's riding Chris Castellani's coattails. Riggs, I'm not sure who that is. Kirk, doesn't work in the office. Clem, this is fake.
This has to be tough for Joey because he's fans of every one of these teams.
RDT's a made-up person. And then Large.
RDT's the man.
Whatever. This just seems...
So if we didn't do it by... So there's another way we do it where it's efficiency in scoring, but that factors in the niche category, which would never benefit
you.
But
why wouldn't that?
Because you will never get your niche category.
Because people are cowards.
No, maybe you're a coward and you should pick three wrestling categories.
But that seems like it's stacking the deck. I'm not Minahan. I'm not going to sit here and cheat the system.
For someone who complains about, like, win.
I'm going to complain about everything, Jeff.
Win.
Can I just say one thing? Can I say one thing right here with Jeff sitting here? If you want the dozen at 10 o'clock in the morning and that is so big that you complain about it online, wait and watch it at 10 o'clock in the morning, you fucking idiot.
The way to get me to move it back
correct. What I just said is correct.
Yeah.
Wait and watch it in the morning.
I told someone this. I said, if you want me to move it back to the mornings, don't watch. I dare you to boycott.
Or just go to sleep and then wake up.
And watch it at 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Which is where you want it, apparently.
More people were watching it on premiere than they were in the mornings, and that was my goal. So
yeah, because you know happy. Why?
Because
you're leading.
Because I don't want to be. I don't want the show to be somebody's fucking
lunch
break.
Into it?
Yeah, I lead into the Brandon Wall College Football Show. Leads into.
I'm glad
the
people use it as a lunch distraction. That's not the goal of the show. I want it to be an event.
It's a trivia show. It's not your lunchtime fun time.
You
know,
you scarf down your
look
your
at
sheets.
Pornhub during lunch.
Look at Pornhub
like,
during
like
lunch.
Like the rest of us.
That's right.
I'm surprised RDT was tough down here. Rudy, number one player.
Yeah, let him.
Number one.
You can go where you want. You can do what you want.
Is this what you want to be
there
doing?
This is what I want to be doing. I want to be sitting right here. Right beside you.
Give me a prediction. How will you beat them next week?
13-11. That'd be tight.
And then you're playing them again in a few weeks. They're coming off the bench.
I just hope both teams have fun in that one. It's too much respect there.
Nah, we're going to smack your dicks around.
You guys were
Got
due
you next
for a
week,
shit
huh?
pumping, and you had one against Nate's team.
Yeah, we did shit pump them.
I think I'm going to try to get ZD to play Nate's team.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Dave versus Nate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is Rico trying to kick Pat out?
No. Water under the bridge.
Pat said on Twitter.
Water under the bridge. I talked to him. I said, you're not changing
it's
your
true
team.
It's true that Rico's a piece of shit.
No, I like Rico. Okay. Does he drive me crazy? Yeah, of course.
Pat.
You guys talking shit about my team?
Well, you tweeted this morning.
You tweeted that he's trying to get you. Here, give the mic up to number.
Number one, just stay right there.
Yes.
To number. Hold on. Yeah. Can you go through the rankings again? I got to reference Pat by his ranking.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus. Okay,
oh, boy.
Keep going to the last one. Number 44.
That's accurate. I mean, I'm not that good. I'm not a good trivia player, but I'm the emotional rock of our team, which
it's
is why
true.
When Rico tried to, like, kick me off behind my back, I was surprised.
And you're defending him now?
Well, Kirk sided with me. Kirk was like, I would kick Rico off before I kick you off, but Rico's just worried about our next matchup because they're very sports heavy. We're playing Big Cat, Roan, and
Stephen Che.
And Stephen Che. Che is like a freak with sports stuff.
Yeah. No, he's not.
So he
well,
not really. He's okay.
He's NFL. Better than you. He's
never
better than
beat that team.
NFL draft.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I have.
No, you haven't.
That's because they got three good guys.
They've
Che's
never
not
they've
a freak.
Never beat us. Ranked above us though.
But no, true. I'm fine with our team. It was. We're having a moment. We're going through growing pains right
you're
now.
You're with Kirk and Rico. Every fucking day is going to be a fucking moment with those
it's growing
those
pains.
Bags.
It's fine. I'm not worried about it. I forgave Rico. We had a closed-door meeting, so it's fine.
You and you've never played Kirk, but you're going to play him. We're going to do a home run derby.
You're going to get fucking wrecked.
All-star break.
No, not me.
Yeah, you are.
Not me.
Absolutely.
You don't even know the format. The format.
Of what?
Did you tell you about
yeah,
this?
You don't even know
of the regular
no. You don't
trivia?
Know what you're fucking talking about.
So explain it to me.
Well,
Kirk and Brandon are each going to get to pick 12 of their own categories. We're going to call it like a home run derby, and they're going to go up against each other. They're best. They're 12 best things.
I'm going to wreck that Alien Nation looking motherfucker.
What's your category? What's your category going to be?
I got 12 tell. Categories. I don't think you heard what he said.
I heard what you said. Nah, you're right. I didn't. I stopped paying attention. Here you go.
All right. Anything else? Was that painful to give up? Okay.
We got to go to New Surratt.
Yeah, we got to split.
I've already said it.
Yeah,
I've already said it, Tommy. You were sitting there the whole time.
Bet.
No. We said the Bengals Jaguars, $50 for the PMT Larry. Yeah. No, you're good. You're good. Can we get Tommy a little camera time?
Yeah, come on, Tommy.